Welcome to BK Awakening Souls Podcast, a show where we explore life's lessons and how to apply them for the benefit of your happiness. And now, from Brother's Keeper, your host, Todd.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us again for another Brother's Keeper podcast. I have spent a fair amount of time, percentage-wise, more than I normally spend preparing for today's show. Normally, I wait until the door of the building to choose the topic, but this time I chose it all the way in my car. So instead of thinking about it for 5 seconds, I thought about it for 10 full seconds. And
this is going to be deep, I hope.
Yeah. So we called the show Secrets of the Universe.
Okay.
And so I thought it would be awesome to go through. We can show to anyone that might be interested to listen the fact that this life is a video game and you can pretty much make anything you want happen if you just focus on it the right way and you put the right amount of energy into it. Literally, you can make anything happen. And as we go through what's been going on for you and me in the last few months and we sit here and talk about it, I think it will be made very clear that the story that is unfolding in front of you isn't possible unless this is a video game, because it will be such total nonsense, the fact that we pulled off what we pulled off for the purposes and reasons that we did, that you will clearly see that this is, there's nothing logical about this. Mm-hmm. And so thoughts on this Secrets of the Universe.
You Secrets have of the Universe. Masters of the Universe.
That's right.
He-Man. I was going to wear my He-Man shirt. Yeah. I should have. You got He-Man. I'm interested. I'm going to be taking notes on the Secrets of the Universe. There's no other way to really explain that you can reroute your directions and choose and pick and focus. And there are secrets. There's fundamentals that I believe in the past when people were smarter than we are now. Everybody thinks we're smart now because of tech.
All right. Yeah, totally.
No, I think actually we're dumber. Because
all
of the foundational secrets, the principles, they've been lost or controlled, or the normal children of the world that used to be taught, educated in,
bro, this is big,
in little coliseums and outdoor, and here's the stars and here's the math and here's the principles.
Yeah,
it's all been dumbed down so much that I think that I'm taking notes on the Secrets of the Universe, because that's the way we used to be. And even like the telepathy between humans, that no, hey, I knew you were going to call.
Dave, get out of my
brain. I knew
brain.
You were going to call.
that's cool.
No telephones, no caller ID, but you could still communicate across vast distances, oceans, or from one coast to the other coast with the people you were connected to most because of these frequencies and these thoughts. And
oh,
it's
my gosh.
All of that knowledge has been hoarded. And it's not what they teach in schools anymore.
There are 1,100 billionaires on planet Earth. And guess what? They know the secrets.
Yeah.
They know these secrets. And the truth is, you nailed it, man. It is not about more. It is not about going to the internet and being able. There has never been more information available to planet Earth than there is right now. And I don't think we've ever been fucking dumber than we are right now. It's just like,
that's what I'm
saying. The biggest nonsense is being promoted, you know. And I love on Yellowstone, they got this committee. He becomes governor and they got this committee. And he's like, who's meeting in here? She's like, it's your policy team. And he's like, should they know my policy? You know, like, I never even met any of these people. I don't even know who they are. How are they promoting my policy? You know, and that's how big you get when you start going, wah, 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 you know, out and out. And that was so beautiful. Back then, there was space charts. There was real life knowledge that came from understanding that you're a human. And if you don't get up every day and pull up your bootstraps and go do your thing, go hunt down lions or something, you're going to have a problem at the cave that night, bro, because there ain't going to be any food to eat, you know? And so learning the principles of, you know, the discipline that it takes to get up and make yourself do a thing and to find your way intelligently through your life so you're progressively getting more capable of eating that, you know, catching that lion and bring him home or whatever, you know? So, that was beautiful, man. That was so perfect. So, we have been talking on past shows about how things have been building, and it's finally like boom, boom. And it's like everywhere, everything's just falling into place. And we are seeing awesome connections, and we're seeing so as we talk about this, the point is this. There was once two little jokers who run around, you know, riding tricycles and jumping off ramps we built over garbage cans and whatever. And then we just kept going. And so, you know, Dave, of course, is someone who chose massage as his trade. And you climbed and, you know, you went into every room that you entered from the time you decided you were going to be a massage therapist till the time Jeff Bezos is saying, hey, will you come to my house and I'll pay you to put your hands on me? There's 100 million little steps in there. And every one of those, you just kept showing up. You just kept bringing the vibe. You just kept making people laugh. You just kept serving people. You just kept reaching out and putting your arm around, you know, we go to restaurants and Dave will come out of the kitchen hugging the dishwasher and they're both laughing their asses off. And I'm like, you just met that, bro. What's wrong with you? How did you get this guy to love you so fast? And so that's what you've been doing in every room. And then, you know, I've been over on my side doing real estate and trying to do the same thing there. And so we cruise here and we hang, you know, we come together and we start going to rooms together. And all of a sudden people are like, dude, I don't know what it is, but I like the way I feel around you guys. And I like the way, you know, we're sitting here talking, like having a great time. This is what we do anywhere, any room we go into, man. And so
it's normal.
And people are like, just watching and laugh. You think this is funny? And now, you know, okay, well, we think it's funny, you know, so maybe we should do a podcast. And, you know, and so the momentum and traction is starting to build and we're in the right rooms and the moment, and people are feeling the same thing there that's normal for us every single day. Like, yeah, did you think that conversation was cool? We had like 6 hours of that yesterday when we were hanging out at, you know, Cafe Sabor or whatever. And so it's really cool that just hanging out is what, you know, drew us together. So we just started hanging out and you're just like, we're cruising towards these goals and then they just start happening. They just start happening. And so now we find ourselves as these things come to a conclusion of this chapter. Nothing is a conclusion, you know, just remember. No,
it keeps going.
Yeah, it's just a journey, man. We just keep going. There isn't an end. There's not a pot of gold at the end of this thing, man. You just get to keep going. And so it's it's wonderful that we're now seeing the fruits of that in actual realities that are manifesting right in front of us, opportunities. My bro, there are really amazing international opportunities, connections with prominent global figures that leaders we're being brought into, man. And so this is like, wow, this really does pay off to be a weirdo who hugs everybody and says,
a good guy,
love it more. Pays off, yeah, it really pays off to be a good guy. And so as these things start to manifest in front of us and, you know, obviously everybody dreams of financial abundance. Everyone does. That can't be sure. That hasn't been our reason for doing things for a long time. We do what we love and we do what's enjoyable to us and what we feel passionate and called to do. However, the reality of the abundance of economic presence of, you know, money, it's real and it's here in front of us and it's going down right now. And so all of a sudden, hold on a second. It really did pay to just be hang out and be you and be nice and like tell people you love and be real with them.
Yeah.
And like,
just to be authentic, but you're authentic as a person, be authentic because you're a good person. Not be an authentic asshole.
Yeah, beautiful. Right? Bro. Yeah.
Just because you're a dickhead doesn't mean you got to be real.
Only half of the battle, man. Yeah. You got to be on the good side.
Be on the good team. So the secrets of the universe are some of them are would like be a good person. Todd?
Be a good person's got to be like on work number ethic? One. You know, like it's funny. I talk a lot about Jesus. When you say a phrase, be a good person, like the personification of that to me is Jesus, right? So
that's very true.
You know, he gets smacked, he turns the other cheek, you know, he gets, anyway, all these terrible, you're betrayed by your best friend and you're innocent and you're convicted and you're killed. And so that's it for me. Jesus is good guy for me. So that's like who I'm going for. And for me, that's like the number one thing. And so every time I have a decision to make, and this is every time, like there's a thousand of these a day. What am I going to do about this thing? How somebody just yelled in my face. How am I going to respond to that? Am I going to get mad? Am I going to flip out? Am I going to, what would Jesus do? And that's, you know, that's kind of like a dumb religious phrase. What would Jesus do? And, you know, however, he's that good of a guy. And so if you're trying to do it like that, do it like the best guy that there is, you know? And so choosing to respond to a situation where hate is brought with love actually makes people there like and respect you more than if you acted like a dick back to somebody acting like a dick, you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, one of the things that you're going to need to understand is that you will bring a vibe or a presence to every room you're in. And you can say, oh, energy, I'm like feeling waves or whatever. Yeah, yeah, it's not really that, but kind of it is. And so when you're in a room and you go. Dude,
you can feel it. And it's easier to, as an example, it's easier to put this, if you're a creep, if you're an asshole, you're mean, if you're a serial killer, if you're a child molester, if you are the worst kind of asshole out there, that's the easiest energy to feel.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's so repulsive. And even if you don't speak in these terms of frequency or energy or whatever, you'd be like, dude, that guy creeps me out.
That's exactly, you don't have words to describe the energy you feel. You just have, the word is like creep. I'm like, dude, I don't know what that is, but I do not like it. Or, and then the other thing is the attraction part of it, where it's like,
the attraction's beautiful.
I don't know what that is, but I like the way I feel around that, you know? And so who are you going to, if you're, for me, it was the real estate world and I'm trying to get deals done. And so I'm attracting people that are good, who are looking to do deals with other good people by bringing good vibes. That's, and you know, this is one of the things, like meeting Mars and hanging out with him, the first, you know, that meeting with all those dudes. And he's like, after we were talking, and he's like, you bring an energy to the room that I've never seen. And I meet 1,000 people a week looking for acting jobs, you know? And so just that vibe was what connected me and Mars. And now we're like bros, we're hanging out, we're gonna be doing all this business together. He's like a real bro, right? Very fast, cool guy. And it was all just that energy. And that was things are great, life is good. I'm not saying positivity. It ain't hard, man. No one's saying life is good doesn't mean it's
easy.
You know, I'm just fucking riding a tricycle down a hill and I don't even have to pedal. It doesn't mean that. When you say my life is good, I love hard. I love feeling hard. I love getting hard things done and accomplished and problem solving and finding my way through a problem. That's what I like, man. So saying my life is good doesn't mean it's easy.
Mm-mm. No, and the hard times makes life sweeter. Makes the victories or the easy times so much better. When you stick together with your people, whether it is just you getting through it, but I don't think it ever is just you getting through it. If there's a hard time, you get through it because you have a team, you have people, you have a support system. It's not. If you're trying to sell that it's all because of you, that you're successful or you made it, you did this, you're full of shit, man. Your ego's through the roof.
No wonder you're alone. Nobody likes hanging around that, bro.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. They don't.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm the
best at this.
Your boat's a 22, mine's a 23, no big deal, you know. It's just like,
nobody likes
that guy, man. Seriously, yeah. So no wonder you're alone if you're measuring everybody's dick next to yours. Oh, sorry about that. Might have been.
Family
what did that
show.
Feel like? Harder than, because why did that feel like harder than an F word to me all of a sudden? Anyway, that's what you bring. So the secrets of the universe are you bring the energy and the vibe to the room based on the positivity and the culture with which you integrate yourself into the room. And so you bring good vibes, good people like you, they like doing deals. And so the next time they're like, I got a new deal on my plate, who am I going to call? they're like, man, Carl Sanchez, man, I love hanging out with that guy. And so their opportunity presents itself, you know?
And again, now, and again, and again,
now
and
magic
again.
Happened because just because you were in a room being nice and lifting people, opportunity now called you, man. It came to your door and it opened up and said, bro, we hung out the other night. I want you in on this really great deal. And man, you don't know, man. This deal could be Jeff Bezos calling his boys saying, hey, I kicked your ass in bowling the other night. I want to start selling books out of my garage. And I'm pretty sure that one day I'm going to be the most fucking rich guy on planet Earth. So if you want to come, let's start selling boxes or books out of my garage, you know? Did you miss that call because you had a fucking bad night?
Yeah. How many times did you say no?
Yeah.
When you should have said yes.
Totally.
Oftentimes, people think they know so much and their expertise and their wisdom or their success, and they pass on that. They passed on Jeff Bezos saying, hey, I'm going to start this company and we're selling books out of the garage. Or they passed on Elon Musk saying, yeah, we're going to build some electric cars.
Let's do that.
And they're like, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
No one started a car company and not gone bankrupt. Every single one of them, I think, except for like Ford.
Yeah.
Has taken government money and bankruptcy out to start. And he's like, not me. I'm not fucking doing it. You know, like that's just so cool. And so this brings us to the next point in the universe, man. When you know, you can't learn anything new. You know, if you know that starting an electric car company isn't going to work, then you're right, man. It ain't going to work, man. So once you know stuff, once you're like, man, I know that's wrong. I know that's a lie. I know that you stop being open to new stuff coming in. You know, you can't fill a cup that's already full. You got to empty that cup first, and then you can start putting more stuff back in it.
I call it ignorance.
Yeah, it's willful election to be ignorant. If you know everything, you're not learning.
Yeah, you're also the guy or the gal that nobody wants to talk to anyway because you already know everything.
So now you're back in the room bringing the vibe down with, oh, no, you're wrong about that. Tuna cans are 4.5 inches around, not 4.25. You know, something stupid like that. That's just
how
like.
Do you know that? Anyways.
This is from a dirty joke I told the other day. Uh-huh. Anyway. So, okay, awesome. So, yeah, another point is. Stop knowing stuff.
Like, yeah, you got to be open to learn, open to receive, open to give, open to get.
Totally.
Yeah, if you're so closed-minded, you're so arrogant that you know everything, okay, scratch, pass on that guy or gal because opportunity is just going to pass you by because you already know everything.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I can't stand hanging around that guy. He just knows everything. He just will not listen to anything. And so, you know, this feathers in a lot to people entering places, rooms and whatnot, and you're trying to let everybody know how much you know. So you speak to like, well, turns out that the wild horned owl is hibernative by nature. Anyway, some stupid fact that like, man,
nobody cares about.
And just stop knowing everything, dude. Yeah, who cares?
It's repulsive.
Yeah. You know, Jack Johnson has this song called Losing Keys. And at the beginning, it's like, don't worry. Everybody in the room notices you. Relax, sit down. The night is early. You're about to overdo it. And it's like, so come on and tell me some of the stories that you told me. Everybody's heard them all before. You know, like, I hope some of them are true. You know, and so we get in this mode where we're trying to impress people or, you know, things like that. And we start talking for people to hear. And that ain't real, man. No, nobody wants to be around that. So fucking shut up. Less is more. Listen. And that's where you're... you know, in an apathy song, that's another thing they say. So man knows, if man knows that he knows nothing, the man is smart. You know, like there is so much here to learn. There are principles everywhere. And, you know, I read an awesome book. It was written in the like 1850s and it's called Observation, Every Man, His Own University. And And the idea is, like you talked about in ancient Sparta or old times, they would take them to the Colosseum and they would learn, teach them how to fight, man. They know what it means to get hurt. They know what it means to have to fend for yourself, you know.
And get back up.
And get back up, because life's going to come at you for real, man. If every time somebody says a bad word you don't like and you need a safe space, you're in trouble, dude. Bro. Yeah, life's going to be sensitive. Harder than that, okay? Yeah. We can't put knee pads on everything in planet Earth, you know, and so life's gonna hit you and you're gonna fall and you gotta be ready for that. So basically, in nature and in human existence and your interaction with other people, all the lessons that you're gonna need to know to master the secrets of the universe, they're contained within that living. You just have to be paying attention and looking at what's going on. And so if you know, you could have all the smartest books in the world, you know, laid out in front. If you ain't going to read, you're not going to absorb them. You know, that's not happening. And so you got to pay attention to what's going on around you so you can pick up the clues and work your way through the secrets of the universe.
Yeah. And figure out what your moral compass is.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful.
There's got to be boundaries that you will not cross.
Yes.
And you be firm to your moral compass, because that is you.
Right.
You're not trying to sell out and pretend to be somebody else unless you don't have a moral compass. But figure out what your moral compass is and live by that and have some integrity. Live by that. And your moral compass, if it's dialed incorrectly, will attract more and more and more success and more bounty. And everything good in your life will come in because you didn't deviate from your moral compass. You're actually you, and you're true. You're
that's
authentic.
That's so perfect.
You're not just trying to blow smoke up somebody's ass, tell them what they want to hear. When it comes down to it, it's you and your moral compass. You know, I'm firm on this.
Man, that's beautiful. Yeah, look, nobody even cares what your moral compass is versus anybody else's. Look, you might be like, listen, man, I know you don't like what I did, but I fucking did what I thought was the right thing.
Mm-hmm. It applies
okay,
to you.
I got to respect that, man. I may not agree, but I respect that you did. And look, man, that's the only thing you have. And so we're almost out of time, man. And it's unfortunate, because this last thing I'm going to talk about is one of the most material relative things there are. It's the truth, man. You got to live with the truth. You got to be willing to face the truth. I had a weird experience, and I had to face something that was really, really difficult, and understanding that I couldn't do the thing that was being asked of me in this moment, feeling this, going, man, I'm not doing this feeling. I don't care what the benefits are. I don't care about the good here, there, the bad or the other. And I'm like, I cannot go down this road, because the way I feel right now doesn't feel good. And so I'm out. And that's a scary thing. I didn't want to say it at that point, and it might not have been the right thing, but I got to live what's true for me. And listen, when you're involved in meetings and rooms and in relationships, and you got your person and you got your friends and you got all these people, telling the truth, just 100% unvarnished truth, it will be a couple weeks, because it may be hard if you're not in a practice of telling the truth 100% of the time. It may be a couple weeks. However, very soon, all of the heartache that is kept alive, trying to spin the web that keeps stories intact, man, you don't know what toll that's taken on your soul, man. You're hurting. And the second you start telling the truth and that burden falls off your shoulders, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I will never not tell the truth again. Whatever embarrassment would make you tell a lie to not face the thing that's in front of you that you're lying about, that's better than carrying around that lie for the next fucking 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. What I say, it just, the whole weight of it melts off. It's got to be the truth.
Yeah, those lies will trip you up eventually, because what, you tell another lie to cover up that lie, to tell that lie?
Yeah,
oh, it's an annoying awesome song, dude. Yeah, and just to be around that person again, you know, you've got the arrogant dude that knows everything.
Yeah.
But now you got the person that lies all the time.
Because everybody feels, most people feel it, man. You're not tricking anybody. Even if people aren't saying you're a fucking liar.
In their
everybody
head,
in,
yeah,
everybody's like,
lying.
Man, oh my gosh, this guy with his stories. Yeah. And yeah, so, I'm seeing 111.
Your moral
11,
compass.
11. Yeah, it's your moral compass. That's exactly what it is. As we wrap it up, man, life is a journey. Okay, so the point is, trying to be nice and trying to spread love and trying to add to
the
room.
You only have to try. Just do it, Todd.
Thank you. That's nice. That's a Lariism for sure.
Be nice. Give love to the room.
Give love, and it you can see clearly if you're watching, you're going to watch the rest of the show, which is me and Dave over the next few months and years. You're going to see that actually being nice did get us everything that we have, and it's not small.
No,
and
it's always better. It is always better to be real.
Just come to the room. Be nice. Be real. Be honest. If you're worried about something, share that. If you think it's no big deal, share that. Listen to your heart. It's the only compass you have. You got to listen to it. Follow it. When it feels peace, that's your decision. You got to go with it and don't be afraid. Jump off that cliff. Your parachute will open. You will fly away. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Be good. Be good to yourself.
Man. Be good. It's good music. Brother's keeper.
Yeah.
Thanks for jacking into another BK Awakening Souls podcast. Remember that you matter, that you can make a difference, and that we need you to be you. This has been a production from a podcast studio.